You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All the FOMO from folks who are not in Wainui o Mata at the moment. Someone who is, though, who's on the line, is Rebel Yell. Morena Grace, how are you?
Good morning. I am exhausted.
How's the bush in Wainui o Mata treating you? How's Camp Aloham been?
It's been so nice. Like, I'd heard the best things. I've never been before. And it has just been a real treat.
It's a real treat to have you in the country. This is the joy of Camp Aloham, is that it brings people from across New Zealand, but also from overseas, in to play the two weekends that camp is stretched across, which means that for folks who aren't able to get out to Wainui o Mata, we do get a chance to see a few excellent side shows that are happening. And you've got one in Auckland this week with Marcus Whale, who's also from Australia. And also you've got the incredible Power Nap from Tamaki Makoto and Christian Dimmock performing too. It's really nice to chat with you, Grace. I'm a big fan of your music, but there might be folks listening who aren't super familiar. How do you describe your own sound?
Oh, this is the hardest question.
I know, I'm sorry.
I feel like, no, it's something I need to learn how to do. I think that it's typically was like industrial techno kind of thing, but there's quite a lot of a pop influence because it's, you know, it's kind of structured and the songs itself. So it's kind of like clubby, but a bit gritty and dark with it, is what I would say.
That's a good description, I feel, an accurate description. When you're writing your music, what's your process tend to look like for you? Is it the same every time? Do you have like a sort of go-to method for getting your songs out there, or is it very much where the mood takes you?
Yeah, I think it definitely starts with like a big kick drum, like a bassy thing, and then just adding layers and layers, and then sometimes I'll already have lyrics in mind and have an idea, but generally like the structure is just like, what's like the biggest and meanest sounding drum to start.
That's a really strong kind of anchor, to have the drums really be the thing that holds it together. Do you think much about like the idea or like the concepts that you're trying to convey, or does the sound kind of dictate what the song is about, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think like it's weird. Lyrically, the music is so different to the actual like sound, I guess. Mm. So like, I'll have all of these phone notes of ideas of what the song is about, and then just kind of connect the two. Yeah, so it's like it doesn't really have too much relevance to each other, which is quite odd now that I think about it.
I think that's what makes it really interesting, though, is because the sort of space between the sound and then the like lyrics is really interesting, and kind of lets your audience maybe put themselves in that gap as well, and particularly with music that has a dance floor focus too, or a dance floor relationship, there's a really interesting space for people to insert themselves into it there as well. What's it like performing, because you're playing with Marcus Whale, you guys are old friends, you've done a bit of collaborating together in the past. When you're performing with other people, what's that like versus when you are doing, I guess, more of a solo endeavor?
Yeah, it's definitely like, it's been such a gift for performing, because when you get the chance to have someone else like up there with you, it can change the way that you perform. Like, I used to be pretty shy and just play with my gear and like have a hat on and look down, and through doing things like with Marcus, I've been able to like start dancing, and through like now I've got a whole bunch of collaborations in my songs, and I use like a backing track, and it's like I've got people there with me all the time, and it's like, it's very comforting, and it gives you a bit more, because I'm not someone that would be like, oh, I love my own music, I'm gonna dance on stage to it. But when there's someone else's input, it's like, I can appreciate their work in this, so that's really nice.
Yeah, totally. And for people who aren't familiar with Marcus Whale, how would you describe Marcus's work? I feel like this is almost even meaner than making you describe yourself, as putting you on the spot to describe your friend's music, but kind of paint us a picture of what people can expect if they come along to the gig on Wednesday night.
Well, I can tell you what I saw last night.
Please.
Marcus's performance was insane. It like started by the lake with this holding this big long light, balancing on like bridge rails in this incredible costume that was very like, it's kind of like an exposed mummy. And then he like made his way up onto the stage and he was climbing the scaffolding and all the way up, like doing very dangerous things. He's always balancing. He's got so much strength, and it's this performance alongside like such a beautiful voice. And then it'll go between songs where it's just like concentrating on stillness and like using that voice, and then just like heavy kind of bassy upbeat music and so much dancing and performance. It's really a bit of everything with Marcus.
That sounds absolutely amazing. Yeah, and also it was is making me so FOMO.
Emerged into the lake.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it was crazy. It was wild. Everyone was like, "What is happening?"
This is what happened. Is last week Stella and I were like, "Well, at least there's no reception, so we won't know what's nice until after after camp." But now I've just started to see a few videos of things pop up and hear a few stories, and I'm like, "Oh God, it sounds so good." What other highlights have you had from being in Wainuiomata?
Definitely Vanessa Worm. We'd been chatting like as friends, but I'd never actually seen a performance, and that was amazing. Some friends from Melbourne called Tongue Dissolver, they've been doing really well. Two very good shows. Oh gosh, I had a whole list. There was so many good things.
Too many good things to list off.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Oh, and Party Dozen, of course. But I've discovered a whole heap of new acts from over here, which is super exciting.
Yeah, that is the joy of a good music festival, is finding stuff you didn't know about before. Oh, Grace, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you. I hope you have a fantastic last night at camp. And we will see you in Auckland this week, Wednesday the 21st of February, playing with Marcus Whale, Power Nap and Christian Dimmock. And people can get tickets for that one from Under the Radar. We're going to play your track Combat from the album Desolation, and we will see you in a couple of days' time. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. I'll see you then.
We'll be right back. there, I'm John Peel, and you're listening to The Devil's Music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.